Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut, and the title of her preaching today is Nothing is Impossible.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." The Gospel of the Lord. As I prepared this preaching, my heart is heavy. Over 150,000 people have died from the coronavirus and a pandemic that seems not to be ending at all. Many people are dying from opioid addictions. And there seems to be a lot of hatred in the world right now. I guess I wonder to myself, feeling very unable to deal with things, why can't I make a difference in the world? Or take a public stand on something? Or reach out to someone in need? This seems to be what the disciples were experiencing in today's gospel. Jesus sends them out to imitate him and they fail. They cannot expel a demon that Jesus seems to do quite easily. So they ask him, "Why couldn't we do this?" Oh, you might say, we're off the hook because Jesus didn't send us out, didn't train us. But you know that's not true. By virtue of our baptism, we are sent out. And for some of us, by our calling as Dominicans, we are sent out. We do have God's endorsement. So why do we still find ourselves saying, "Why can't I?" We might also say, like the prophet Habakkuk, that God does not seem to be doing much either. Habakkuk asks why God hasn't punished the wicked who trod on the just. Doesn't it seem like that's the same thing happening today? The rich and powerful take advantage of their positions to get wealthier and more powerful, while the marginalized, the poor, the immigrant, the essential worker, the unemployed, the imprisoned, struggle more and more. God gives Habakkuk a vision. We don't hear about it in today's reading, but it describes a turnaround in the circumstances between the just and the unjust. And in the vision, a person with faith, one who believes in God's compassion for the just, will actually see the change. Now, Jesus takes this one step further. The person who has faith, who believes in God's compassion for the just, can actually participate in God's vision. One with faith can be a part of the change. With faith, we can make a difference in the world. We can take a stand against injustice and reach out to someone begging in the street. It does take faith, a belief that eventually we will succeed if we keep trying. And as God tells Habakkuk, it will surely come. And then our success will build our trust and our confidence that we can continue to build the vision. Today is the Feast of St. Dominic. Might he have said over the years that he spent preaching to the Cathars, why can't I convince them of the goodness of creation and God's creatures? Or of his efforts to convince the clergy that going to the people with simplicity would be more effective to bring them to God? Our brother Dominic knew of our frustration because he lived it too. We know of his great affinity for Matthew's gospel, and so he was likely inspired by Jesus' encouragement that nothing will be impossible for one with faith. So, on this, his feast day, let us remember the many years Dominic spent participating in the vision and be inspired by Christ's encouragement of us all that with faith, nothing will be impossible. Have a happy feast day.